coming. Pass is picked off.
Invisible. He's going to go looking again, and it's picked off by Stephon Gilmore down on the right sideline.
Into the end zone, and he's picked off. Back the other way.
Yeah, well, he's super into it, so...
And the ice cream talk was deleted from the intro thanks to that. Jazz, I was going to leave all of that ice cream and they'll do the Lecce chat in. And then Jazz does that and it was like, it's going to be a weird... All right.
Welcome
back. We got to start again.
No. Sod it. Let's just keep rolling.
Welcome back.
Return of the pricks.
We'll do it live,
baby. What do you want to talk about then?
Well, how we all feeling about? I've just seen so many people be putting on social media, Dave, that the Falcons are going to win the NFC South. You spoke about it last night during our fantasy draft. So
I don't like that people are talking like this.
Well, why on earth are people talking like that?
Well, you tell me.
No, I genuinely don't understand it. I don't understand.
Well, you shared the strength of schedule table, and the Falcons have got the best. Along with the Saints. And part of the reason is because the Bucks are due to be terrible.
The Panthers are likely going to be terrible.
The Panthers are in complete transition mood.
I think it's between the Saints and Falcons, really. So it's... Yeah. I can understand the talk.
But I don't understand not, so how like the Saints winning, aren't just winning walking the South, that, though.
But winning the South might only take 10 games still. So even though the Falcons could win the South, that doesn't mean that they're going to do anything in the playoffs. That's what I'm expecting. So I'm not going to get excited about their chances of making a run.
It's an improvement, though, isn't it? That's the big thing. And I think that having, Bijan Robinson looks like a very good, exciting player. I think the pickup of Reggie Bates in your secondary to go along with, AJ Terrell, your cornerback?
Yeah.
Along with him really makes that secondary a hell of a lot better. And Calais Campbell's now a Falcon?
Yeah,
you got some run stopping.
37 or something.
I was going to say.
I like the pickups you had in free agency, and I think that does make a huge difference to your team. And given how mediocre or terrible the Bucks and the Panthers are likely to be, I reckon you got a real good shot of doing something.
Oh yeah, it should be as are the Saints, and that the South was always the most fun when the Saints and the Falcons were going at each other and having some absolutely classic games. So minimum, I think we should get some good games.
It was pretty fun watching the Bucks and the Saints go at it too. With Brady.
Not for me.
Outside looking in, I'd say it was, but from a Falcons point of view, probably not quite as good.
Cordell Patterson is still there. Tyler Algier, who got over 1,000 yards last year as a rookie.
Yeah,
and then you add Bijan, and it's like those three. I mean, I just think Arthur Smith wants to run the ball, and he's got the best running back room maybe in the NFL to do it. So it's going to be exciting to watch. I don't know how many times they're going to throw the ball with Desmond Ridder. It just
all
depends how much he's
two
developed.
And three.
Scotty Miller.
Yeah, well, Miller's there. And then Zacharias, I think, is still on the team.
No. Josh Alley, Cardarrelle Hodge, Mac Hollins, Drake London, Scotty Miller.
I forgot about Hodge.
It'll be London, Miller, and Hollins.
It's quite literally a hodgepodge, Jazz.
Yeah.
Receiving talent. So, yeah, it's basically, it's Pitts, it's London, and then Miller, and then a massive drop-off. But they might be running some crazy... I'm just excited to see it because with that running back room, I think that they could be just lining up some absolutely ridiculous stuff. Like line up with one of them as a fullback, one of them as a running back. Like they might... They could
Cordarrelle
put three running backs on the field.
Wide receiver two or three in that team and bring versatility, which is fine. Bijan Robinson is basically the make or break for the Falcons season, I would have thought. If you can get Bijan Robinson running, that then gives fresh legs for Algier to be able to run the ball on beaten up defenses. Cordarrelle Patterson can keep teams going from left to right, not really sure where things are going. May open up then opportunities for Drake London, Matt Collins, Scotty Miller, and obviously
and
Kyle Pitts as well. Kyle Pitts needs to start catching touchdowns. You said yesterday during our draft, he doesn't get thrown catchable balls, which is fair enough. He's not played with a great quarterback in Atlanta yet. I don't think he has one still, but yeah, you know, that's therefore potentially not going to change. So if Atlanta can have a credible running threat, like a massively credible running threat, you open up the passing game and could become a two-dimensional offense. If Bijan Robinson isn't really freaking good this season, I don't understand how the Saints don't walk that division.
I think the Saints are still the best on paper because they've got the talent on defense. Because, like, the Falcons were, you know, well in the bottom half of defenses last year, and we've made some signings that you mentioned, but they're not, apart from Bates, that is a really good signing, but the others, it's kind of, they're filling roles, and Grady Jarrett has just forever had to do too much on that line on his own. It's not really going to change much this year, but the Saints, they kind of got talent on, like, everywhere, really. If they get Kamara back as well, like, they're pretty exciting. So I think the Saints are the favorite still.
Yeah, Kamara comes back from suspension. Jamal Williams is your third down running back and goal line sort of guy. They've upgraded at the quarterback position massively, bringing in Derek Carr. By all accounts, from people I know that have been around the Raiders for the last couple of years, Carr just couldn't understand an overly complicated Raiders playbook out there in Las Vegas. And I don't think that's going to be the same case, because when Carr didn't understand it, he got yelled at in Vegas. Whereas I think the Saints is a far more organized organization to be able to kind of deal with players that are struggling to pick up playbooks. You would imagine, considering the kind of, I guess it's a post Sean Payton era, but that kind of idea still lives on through that organization right now. You've then got Chris Olave, who was one of the rookie sensations of last season. Don't know about Michael Thomas. That'll be interesting to see. Traquan Smith in there at receiver as well. Jimmy Graham, you know.
That felt, Jimmy Graham signing.
That did you see that off-season thing about him as well?
Definitely.
No, what was that?
Jimmy Graham, I don't know if this was a hoax or not, but Jimmy Graham was seen like wandering in traffic, not really knowing where he is or something like that, which was quite a disturbing, like,
in
off-season.
New Orleans?
Keep talking. I'll look, try and find the place where I
keep talking. Good.
This feels like a dream that you had.
No, this was from a WhatsApp group of a like picture of a.
Is this like transfer deadline day where my cousin's aunt's nephew's dog saw Lionel Messi have some ice cream on the promenade of New York Broadway, for example? So he's probably going to sign with New York FC. Is that what this is?
I don't think it's like that. Tight end Jimmy Graham was arrested in Southern California on Friday. Police found him wandering in traffic after running away from security guards at the hotel where the New Orleans Saints were staying this weekend, August 21st, 2003.
So you were trying to tell me, as if I'd picked him as my tight end, I would have not completed the crim fantasy team, but it'd be getting closer to it.
Well, he got arrested.
Yeah, he got
arrested. I don't know if he got charged.
Yeah, that's my point.
Does it say if he got charged?
It doesn't have to be charged. Just arrested is a starting point.
Oh, right. So
I mean, Deshaun Watson never got arrested, did he?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That means no crim.
For context, Jazz was considering drafting only convicted felons for his fantasy team last night, or
allegations.
Yeah.
Allegations.
People with alleged crimes held against them.
Back personal history. So, for example, if Big Ben was still in the league, I'd have to take him as my QB.
Or Ray Lewis would, if you could draft defense.
Or Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, yeah. Ray Rice. Yeah. Basically, yeah. The kind of almost unmentionables.
Kareem Hunt. I should have taken Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just good.
I missed out on that one.
Good semi-harmful fun, but,
yeah,
you know.
Pretty, pretty not
just
great.
A way to try making my fantasy season a bit more interesting, but I'm happy with how that ended anyway.
I think you did pretty good.
Yeah. But of course, no one else cares about anyone else's fantasy team apart from ourselves. So,
but I think
that's true.
Back to the point is the Jimmy Graham thing is weird. Foster Moreau, I don't mind, is a tight end. Juwan Johnson's been like he's like the most beige tight end in the league. Like, he's fine. He's good. He's not great. He's not bad. He doesn't do things terribly. He's going to probably end up having one of those NFL careers that lasts like a number of seasons without ever getting on anybody's radar very much. And obviously you've got the Taysom Hill thing, which is their Cordarrelle Patterson. So yeah. I just think that, and the defense is infinitely better than the Falcons. So
what's the over under for the Saints? What's the desert saying?
number of wins.
Yeah, I don't really know where to put both. I'd put both of those teams so similar, like over under 9.
The Saints are 9.5. The Falcons are at 8.5.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds about
that
right.
That sounds totally
but
right.
But the Falcons are only 8.5 because of strength of schedule more than anything else, isn't it?
Yeah, because they should. I mean, the thing is, you never have any given games in the NFL, but it does feel a little bit like
both those two have got 4 wins.
Yeah. And potentially might split there, so you might get 5 wins just in division. So you haven't got many more to try and get to, you know?
Yeah, and you got the Saints have got the Texans, the Colts, Bears. Like that's 3 potential wins. Titans, Packers in rebuild mode. Like, I don't know. Actually, I'm okay on Bryce Love. When he came in against the Eagles last year, he was actually pretty good in the fourth quarter, which is one of the last times I've seen him
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love, yeah. Apologies. Bryce Love. Where's that from?
You combined a couple of players, I think.
Yeah. It sounds like an NFL movie type name. Bryce Love coming in. This team.
Yeah. No. There was a QB taken up high this year. Bryce something. It's testament to how much we've really kind of kept abreast of all this.
Dude, I don't care about the draft. I'm done even pretending that I care about the draft. Like, unless it's the Eagles players, I don't care because we're taking Georgia defenses and that's all right with me. But yeah, Bryce Young at the Panthers.
That's it, Bryce Young. I was also thinking Bryce Harper. I think he's a baseball player, but it doesn't really quite fit, does it?
Yeah. Oh, that's a fun game to play quickly. Bryce Young, do you know him? Where is he? The Panthers. CJ Stroud, where's he?
CJ Stroud is at the Texans.
Nice. Anthony Richardson.
Colts.
Colts, yeah.
Cool, right. So you know where the 3 QBs taken in the draft were. That's a good place to start this year.
Yeah, because I kind of sneaky trust CJ Stroud to do something this year, although we were talking yesterday about the Texans having a terrible offensive line and probably get sacked forever. I don't know. I just got a feeling that there might be something, maybe something.
Let me just pluck this out of thin air.
That is just you're I see what you're doing, Jazz, and you're probably going to do that throughout this podcast. You're going to throw out some little things just so it's like when if one of them comes off, and then you're like, I told you.
Oh, I was in on Texans, that all year long. All year long.
Texans, I knew it. I knew he was going to be
CJ Stroud, man. That was my guy. That was always my guy. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to say that the Titans aren't exactly the best team in the league. Neither are the Colts. The Jags will probably smash the division left, right, and center. So there'll be a few games this year where I think Stroud will be probably quite competitive against those foes. I don't know who else they've got on their schedule from the top of my head. So I've got a hope that it does something, specifically because I unfortunately forgot that Dalton Schultz isn't at the Cowboys anymore and they've drafted him. So I've got a hope he does something too. I'm just trying to throw good karma into the world. Hopefully it's going to come back to me, you know?
Right. I like that running back they got.
Pierce, who was all right last year for a half.
He was really good. Yeah.
He
was really good.
I also like Tank Dell, a receiver. Not just because of his name.
That's a good name. Who else have they got? Robert Woods?
Are you guys going to start convincing yourself that you're in on the Houston Texans?
No, I'm not.
I'm
trying to think how many I can name. There's not a lot. I do not know a lot of these people. All right. Well, sorry, Texans fans. We're just totally blanking on you right now. You probably are as well. So.
But so you're okay with the kind of hype that you think there's a possibility of taking the division?
Of course there is, yeah. I mean, it's between the two of us. Yeah. I think the Falcons... It'll be a real shame if we don't have a winning season and make the playoffs, because I think Arthur Smith will be in trouble because he really does need to make a move now. I think he's done a good job so far, but you need to show it now because we still haven't had a winning season since 2017.
But he still hasn't 18. Had, like, it sounds weird, but like head coaches always need quarterbacks, right? Or tend to need a quarterback.
Yeah, that's what changes.
And the Falcons
things,
have had like such a mess of QBs under Arthur Smith that it's not really like the foundation for his offense has never been there. So you can have all these fun pieces, and he's actually done really well with Cordarrelle Patterson, and I quite like Arthur Smith and what he's done with that team, but
I like him as well.
I don't think he should be in a hot seat at all if it doesn't work out this year, because they're still not set at the
but
most
how
vital
hard
position.
But how hard has he pushed? It feels like they've gone in on Ridder, and like
know,
that
weird.
he's kind of
when there were so many options potentially this year to pay some people. I mean,
I
you could have had Lamar.
Yeah,
you could have. I mean,
we're talking about like
Arthur Blank
Lamar,
was so
like
out on
Tannehill.
Lamar.
Like even a veteran like Tannehill coming in would have made sense to me. Yeah. Somebody that was. I mean, it would definitely be an upgrade on a rookie who doesn't have a lot of physical attributes like Ridder. Like, he might surprise us all and be perfectly serviceable, but it would be a big shock. So maybe they're seeing stuff that we can't, but...
Serviceable, I don't think gets you a division either this year. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's a big risk, and it's probably not going to be enough because the Saints should be better.
The other thing is, having like a great running back room is fine, except for the fact that it's still... You know, it's a passing league still. It's always favoured a passing league for the last few years. So it's not the best running back room in the league. But it's close.
Who's this?
Philadelphia.
Really?
Swift, Penny, Gainwell, Scott. That's a foursome of ferocity right there.
Oh,
well, I like better, that's all. Like I like all of them. So Jazz, Steelers.
Good for you. I'm so glad you like all four of your running backs.
Thanks, Jazz. Steelers?
What do you know about them?
Well, that's exactly what I want to know. Anything about them.
I think they're going to...
Who are they?
I think this year is going to be an interesting one based on Kenny Pickett's development. And I think seeing Pickens have an extra year, having had a year of the NFL, I expect him to take a pretty big leap this year and become wide receiver one. I think Deontay Johnson... will cede that role because he drops too many balls. Oh, no. But he'll still probably get targeted more throughout the rest of the start of the season. Like we were saying last night, Najee Harris seems to be given up on by some of the Pittsburgh faithful, and they want to see Jalen Warren as the starting running back. I totally agree with that.
He finished the season really well.
No, that's literally what they... Dave Jamicek is having to defend him on Twitter all the time, which is interesting.
I thought he turned... just on that, I really thought that he kind of turned a corner last year because he was really disappointing...
But the thing is, last year
initially, and then
it's nothing about Najee Harris. It's purely the offense.
Okay.
If he's seen as the only real threat, you're going to stack the box against him. And unfortunately, we didn't have quite enough. In my opinion, I don't really think Matt Canada is entirely up to the job. It seems that he doesn't really have the, I wouldn't say elaborate play calls, but way of trying to make all the rest of his pieces on his team work better. Granted, that could be because of what he has around him in terms of kind of a QB to try and mold. So he wants to try and pair the playbook back. But I think the offense makes a big step this year. And I think instead of hoping we don't concede 15 points, as we stop every team from scoring 15 points, we have to try and score more than that. I think we might have a chance to be quite explosive and actually keep in higher scoring games. Defense this year is going to be a lot better. Two reasons. One, TJ Watt should hopefully be healthy all year. And the second one is the upgrade. I'm going to say upgrades at corner. Now, Patrick Peterson is obviously not the Patrick Peterson he was for the Cardinals back in, say, 2014, 2015.
He's got like six more kids since then, yeah.
Yeah, but he did have five picks last year. So he was still a ball hawking and making some plays. And then Joey Porter Jr. looks legit. He's had some tussles. I've watched some tussles on.
Is that the same Joey Porter who played?
Son of Joey
the
Porter. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Joey you drafted Porter. Him.
Yeah.
That's fun.
He's big. He's rangy. He's athletic. And there's been some. I've seen some Twitter videos of him and Pickens in one on ones, and it's very back and forth. And Pickens, I think we can all agree, is an absolute phenomenal receiver, not just in terms of his body control, his ability to catch and separation, but fundamentally he is an absolute beast when it comes to run blocking too. And Joe Porter was really not manhandling him, but he was holding his own against him. So I'm hoping that means going forwards we'll have a cornerback one story that can hopefully start to shut down one side of the field. If we have that plus the pass rush, we may start to cause people a lot of problems.
Do you think Allen Robinson's
no
cooked, or is he going to...
I think he's a nice wide receiver three at this point. Again, he
probably
might prove me wrong.
Right? Locker room guy as well. Like,
yeah, a good person to learn from. Yeah. And the thing with Allen Robinson, he's had a career where he's not really had the best of QBs all the way through, has he? He's been hamstrung with the Chicago Bears debacle, shall we say.
Which is when he was arguably at his best. That's where best, he like shone at his best, to be honest.
He was pretty good at the Jags too.
He was all right, yeah.
And, Alan Hearns with Blake Bortles slinging something towards people. I think if you'd had Alan Robinson 4 or 5 years ago, you'd have a much, obviously much more explosive and better player. But I think having him as a as an option at receiver to add depth and also to even some ways be a good person to learn from should hopefully really help the rest of the younger boys in the locker room.
So you got high hopes for the Steelers as Andre Dixon has joined us to get involved in... are you still on the tarmac, Dre? You still on the...
Yes, I'm still...
You're still in Greece.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dre.
Oh, okay, perfect. I think there's a severe delay because I'm on the airport Wi-Fi. But
you're not out on a catamaran.
No, I see the level of sympathy has not decreased.
I've been stalking you on Instagram. That's what I get for it.
Look, last time I saw the Giants on a boat, it didn't go well, Dre. So you want to watch out.
My God. Only you guys can cheer me up like this. 11 hours I've been here reporting live from Thessaloniki.
How come?
A bird decided to fly into the engine of EasyJet. Find it difficult to get another plane here within 4 hours. So they said, no, let's not do it in four. Let's do it in 11 and a half hours.
Ouch.
Oy vey. So you've had plenty of time to kill reading all the preseason NFL previews on your phone, so you're completely clued up for the new season, is what you're saying.
I'm so clued up. As my 4-year-old son, I'm running after him as well. we're both for our draft that we're currently doing for many fantasy. So I thought, you know what, I'm drafting, so I felt guilty because I couldn't get a proper connection. So I'm standing next to a window so I can speak to you guys, but I just need to give you guys love. and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and talking to you guys this season.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I am too tired and weary to clap back at all of you lot, but don't worry, I'll be fully energized next time.
So can we say anything we want about the Giants then? And it'll just, there's going to be no response. Waller's going to be a failure and Daniel Jones is going to throw for 2,000 yards. You got anything, Jazz? You want to chime in?
No, I'll leave it.
All right.
It's more fun when Dre's around so we can have a proper back and forth with it.
Yeah, it's like kicking a puppy. But as a Philadelphia Eagle fan, I'll happily kick that puppy into next week. So I hope the Giants lose every single game this season, Dre. And I hope Darren Waller doesn't have any sort of career-ending injury or any disastrous injury. I hope he just decides to quit on the team. And he quits on Daniel Jones after seeing how bad he is. And Saquon regrets signing any sort of extension with the Giants. And he wants out as quickly as possible. And after...
Year deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's gonna hang up his boots after week four and be like, I'm out. Nah, trade me off to the Jets. I want to be with Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall. I want to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to win a Super Bowl with Daniel trip over my own feet Jones. That's how it's gonna be.
Wow, you are really going for it. And you know what? I feel very I might put up that picture that I took of me with your stupid Eagle Bird fan, the one that you lost.
Yeah.
When Nick Sirianni's tears graced the field. So I will enjoy that.
No, I thought there was no clapping back, Dre. I thought there was no clapping back.
No, don't worry. I've always got one for you. Don't worry about that.
It's just a reflex.
I don't care how bad I am. I make time for you.
in all seriousness, is this Giants team any good this year?
You know what? It remains to be seen. Like, you know, I'm not going to get. I think all Giants fans, I probably would suggest to go back to where we was before, where we're just happy to have a good team that can actually compete. I think the team looks strong, like it looks strong defensively, and we've made a lot of good moves. You know, obviously getting Darren Waller in. A hire is going to be a surprise to some. So we've got some weapons, and obviously, you know, Saquon is back, which I was thinking that he's going to be going on to pastures new.
Mm.
But, you know, to me, we look, I mean, we're not weaker, let's put it that way. You know, so I'm not going to make any bold proclamations, but I wouldn't be surprised if we make the playoffs again. I'm not going to be talking Super Bowl stuff. I'm not like Eagles where, you know, you get deluded and start talking nonsense. Sorry, actually, you know, side note, because I have got one in the tank. You know what? My prediction is the quote machine himself, King Quote, your stupid quarterback who I refuse to name, you know, will not perform as well as he did last year now that the money's on the table. And we'll see exactly who he is, which is, you know, above average because he's had a stacked team. Now all the band has been broken up. We're going to see what Nick Sirianni is at Cryani is all about. And so I think he'll be the first one on the hot seat for sure. That's my outrageous proclamation.
That is outrageous. That is 100% outrageous because none of that, I'm afraid, is going to be taking place this year. I've got a few reasons why. Hurts is still hungry. The best thing that could ever happen is paying a losing quarterback like Jalen Hurts, because I genuinely think losing the Super Bowl and getting that money means that the money's great, but there's still the chip on the shoulder. Like, not getting that ring at the end of the day is going to be the thing that will keep driving him forward for this year. So it's going to be fine, Dre. You don't have to worry about that. I know you're worried about it. But, like, I want to go back to the Giants, no. only because
yes, I
people are saying Washington might win the division. Mm-hmm. I've genuinely seen people say that they think Washington's going to take a division with
win the division, not with, like, squeak into the playoffs.
Yeah,
I could
win
see,
the
like,
division,
some wild card spot.
Beat out the Eagles, beat out an improved Giants team that re-signed Dexter Lawrence and Saquon Barkley, perhaps two of the biggest kind of signings they could have had coming back into the building this year, and beat out a Dallas team that is still competitive at the end of the day. That's why I asked you about the Giants, because if people are saying that Washington can win that division, like, should all of us Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants fans be looking around and be worried?
You think Sam Howell is going to win the division?
That's what I mean.
Nods to the new advert for the NFL when they're talking about a script being written. Let me assure you of that. Obviously, theirs is metaphorical. I can actually guarantee you that Washington will be finishing bottom of our division. That's for sure.
All right. Okay.
But if I can say I fancy our chances to win the division. Yeah, I fancy our chances. If you start off well, and you know, I'll revisit this conversation after we beat the Cowboys. If it's a good team, then I would fancy our chances to win the division. I just think you lost a lot of players, and I think Hurts put a lot of pressure on him. No one expected anything of us. And the quote machine himself running around, you know, the field, because he's got a target on his back, and so Sirianni. So we're going to see what he can actually do without a stacked deck. So, you know, I will definitely be enjoying the demise of your stupid Eagles this year, that's for sure.
They let you take a flamethrower in the airport. It's crazy.
You want to be careful throwing those stones, man. If you're stood next to a glass window, you want to be careful throwing those stones, man. You're going to start smashing a few around the place. It's not going to look pretty.
So I just had an alert, and because of my Wi-Fi, I've actually just realized suddenly put on auto draft. I'm looking at this team that I've drafted, and I'm like, no. So that's my instant karma for talking smack.
That might be the difference between us, because if I let the auto draft just roll, it would definitely do better than me. So, yeah, we've had several winners.
Go on.
I was just saying, we've had several winners of our draft league, our fantasy league, who've been How many have we had? Two winners in the past?
Yeah, two auto draft. Been
auto draft. That's shameful.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah. There's no excuse for anyone else. Anyone else in that league, actually hang your head in shame. You know, because there's all of you putting in the time and effort, and someone just like left a robot to do it for them, and still beat you. That's disgraceful.
It's upsetting.
Well, Drayman, I appreciate you checking in with us for a little bit, mate. Not really. But I hope you get delayed for another 2.5 days in Greece after everything you've said. And
get the catamaran out; it'll be quicker.
You are a horrible people, and I love you all.
No, man. Look, get home soon. Safe, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Oh, that's okay.
Poor guy.
That was a fun and unexpected little drop in.
Yeah, that was good. He sent me a message being like, "Are you guys still talking?" I was like, "Yeah, if you want to get involved, get involved." He jumped on. That's so brutal, though. I really just thought like he got home. I thought he just got home, and it was like, "Oh, I can jump on for a little bit." Not, I'm still in the airport.
That is horrible.
Absolutely savage.
That just shows how bored he's got.
Yeah.
They called on to talk to us.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dave, let introduce the game that we love to play at the beginning of every year.
Ooh. So we like to play a little game called Better or Worse, where we look at the stats for players and teams and defenses, positional groups, wherever you want to make it. Coaches, and we see if they're going to do better or worse this year. And I've set this assignment, and we've done it a couple of years in a row now, and then I actually really struggled to come up with some. So I'm really glad that Jazz has selected some. Hopefully Ollie's picked out a couple himself as well. But yeah, let's just run through a couple, see what you reckon.
Do you want to lead us off then, Dave?
Yeah, okay. I'll start with QBs. And I know you drafted him in Fantasy Jazz, so this your hopes might be resting on this being better rather than worse. But Fields got 8 rushing touchdowns last year. Better or worse this year?
8 rushing touchdowns.
That's I'm a really good one. Better.
You're going to say better. Is that based on logic, or is that just like your hope for the season?
Logic, but also I do like the pickup of DJ Moore and having Claypool on one side. I think that passing attack may actually open up a bit more, and in a red zone situation you've got a couple more people to have to worry about, which might spread out the defense slightly more to allow Fields to run in for a couple of little sneaky ones.
I still don't really know if we have seen whether he can actually pass or not effectively. His stats passing aren't very good, but then he had no wide receivers. So I don't really know. I don't know what to expect. He might be the best passer in the league for all I know. I really have no idea. I know he can chuck it deep to Joel's body. But
I think the Bears are going to worry about getting wins on that coaching staff, though, particularly with a high-profile talent like Fields. Mm. And I have Chicago to do exactly what Atlanta did with Michael Vick and completely mismanage the situation and start building a game based around Fields' running mobility, which is going to reduce his career playing time, lead him to getting hit when he doesn't need to be, rather than working on things like ability to throw in the pocket and stuff like that, which we haven't seen enough of, but I haven't been too high on when we've seen it.
Yeah, so he got fucked up as well last year. Ollie.
Yeah,
like of the hits, I remember in, just trying to think which game
he
it
ran
was.
All over Philadelphia, and I was annoyed that they didn't really start putting shoulders in on him because he was tearing. Like they were in that game for way too long.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a game he should have got pulled, because I think he did get injured. He missed maybe one or two games towards the end of the season. And there was a game where I kind of felt like the coaches probably should have pulled him out because he was still trying to run and he was already like concussed and done, I think. So we could see some more of that, but so I don't know. I mean,
I think he has more. He has more.
Eight sounds like you think more like,
yeah,
a good level. But then like Hurts got 15 last year.
But he doesn't run like Jalen Hurts.
But also, the reason why I think the Fields one may also work out is because everyone saw what Hurts had with that Philly play of everyone together, running backs behind, push him in, basically like a rolling maul, effectively. I can see that being copied, especially with QBs who are big and strong and like a Field. So you might see a copycat level of that. So Ollie and I say better. What does Dave say?
I'm going to say better as well, but I think it's a quite a good figure because 8 is a decent amount for a quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean that would probably I don't know where that placed him, but including running backs as well, that must have put him in the top 12 or something, 10 or 12. Like, it's quite a lot. So yeah, maybe 10. I feel like if the Bears are going to get more than like 5 wins, then they kind of need him to get.
They're going to play to that running mobility, and they're going to use it a lot in the red zone, I think. There's going to be a lot of spread. Now they've got DJ Moore and Chase Claypool, so they can put one side, one the other, maybe twin tight ends, and then that'll create gaps and spaces, depending what they do with the tight ends, to be able to move Fields easily inside. I think that'll be...
Yeah. You've got to get in the red zone first, though. And their offensive line is shit.
But he's so fast. He's so fast. I mean, he's such an exciting player. He's just...
Yeah.
And you can play an RPO system with him really nicely now, because if you got the receivers on the outside, you can just give him a read of is someone crashing in the edge. If they are, well, I'll keep it. If they're not crashing the edge, we'll give it to running back. And so someone like Khalil Herbert might get a lot of goal line carries and touchdowns because people are scared of the Fields boot out to the side or run through the middle as well. So I think that's a very good starting one, Dave. And I like that we've all gone for more, which makes it slightly boring.
Better.
Yeah, we've all gone better.
All right.
We always say higher or lower or more. We never actually say the better thing or that worse. Jazz, what you got?
I'm going to go for one that ties into a bet that we still have ongoing, Dave, and we'll have ongoing until this player
retires.
Oh, I've
got this one as well. Okay, yeah.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, Miles Garrett, right.
16 sacks.
Yep, I got this. As.
I'm going to say worse. Although right. I don't have the most conviction in it in the world, I could see him getting to 17.5, but not to 18, because I'm not paying you money for this. I refuse to believe he'll get to 18, but I think the pickup is Za'Darius Smith might limit his amount of chances to get to the QB, because Za'Darius Smith will probably have one-on-ones, and he might beat Garrett to the QB.
Mm.
So I'm saying worse. I'm saying he's worse than 16.
But it... To really get those sack numbers up, you need
someone
other
on the
players
side,
to...
So it works both ways.
So
if Za'Darius Smith starts getting better, penetration, you know what I mean? They might shift a chip onto him. Yeah,
without Cam Hayward, you know, in Pittsburgh. So it's that kind of thing, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I put this one down as well because I think it might be he's in his prime, but he is just the right side of 30. I want to say, is he 29? So he's right in that pocket where he needs to, if he's going to be a defensive player of the year caliber player and get those 18 sacks.
It's 27.
Yeah, he's prime career.
Yeah. Okay. So he is prime. So I feel like it needs to happen this year or next year, really, for him before he starts losing that speed. So yeah, I'm going to say better.
You're going to back your bet.
I want that money, baby. But it's a good one. It's a good one when you look at it. 16 sacks. He needs just a couple more.
It's a good over-under, that one.
But when you look, I did have a look at, because I was looking at the same thing as well, Jazz, and I had a look at the Browns' starting defense, and 6 of their players are questionable at the moment, including Denzel Ward and Miles Garrett. So I don't know how concerned we should be about week one, but...
Long season.
It is a long season.
Like I said,
the
Za'Darius Smith pickup, I could argue it either way. If I wanted to say he's going to have more, I would argue that Za'Darius Smith will help make sure that there's more things there. But I would still base it on the fact that they'll still double team Garrett no matter what happens. And so Smith will probably have more of a chance to get through. If anything, they'll probably chip Smith and put a guard and a tackle on Garrett. I don't think you're going to even try and shift protection away from him.
But he got 10 sacks himself last year, so I don't think they can overlook him. I don't know.
I'm not saying they can overlook him, but they might send a back to chip him on the way out.
I get it. So we're obviously massively biased on this one, Ollie. What does the neutral say? You haven't got a dog in the
He's
fight.
He's had 16 sacks the last two seasons.
Yeah.
I think that is an incredible record to keep up, and I don't think it happens. I think he goes worse. Not by much, but I think it's... Yeah, I think it's worse. I think it's.
I mean, 15
lower.
And a half is worse, so that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're killing me, Ollie.
Sorry, good. Man. Sorry.
I tend to do better with my predictions when you guys are both against me. To be fair, so I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. This is not the nicest one to do.
Oh no!
But I think it's an important one to do.
Leave the Falcons alone.
Arthur Blank was out on this guy because of this very reason. Lamar Jackson.
I was going to say Arthur Blank was going to die.
I thought you were going to go there. Don't.
That's where
don't
it's going.
No, not
Arthur Blank won't make it to week six.
He's a real sweetheart of an owner.
No, he's a lovely guy. He gave
Arthur
me one
Blank
of my greatest.
Made it to the end of the season last year, better or worse? Does he make it to the end of the season?
He gave me one of my greatest moments in journalism. I love Arthur Blank. No, Lamar Jackson started 12 games last year. Started 12 games the year before. Does Lamar Jackson, for starting games this season, he's got paid. They have given him the big bucks this offseason. But does he have the durability to be more than 12 games a year in the way that Baltimore use him, better or worse?
I'm going to say better, because I think he could have played more last year. I think he played less because he didn't want to injure himself for...
You thought he was saving it. He could have played, but he was saving himself in that contract.
I'm not. Obviously, that's conspiratorial. My favorite thing.
No, I like that. I like that.
But
I think something in that.
Having now got the money that will set him up pretty much for life and his family's family.
Mm-hmm.
It's now doing it more for the love of the game. But I'm sure that there's less of an incentive to make sure you stay less injury concerned because you've got the big payday.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I just think that their team's better and their offense specifically is better. So he shouldn't have to... They've got a new offensive coordinator as well, I think. So it should change like the way they use him a bit, and they'll be sensible too. After paying the money,
well, that's,
they can't
that's my
keep
thing
doing
is
it.
You, surely so you adjust be... how that team runs.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how Lamar runs,
but
with the
got,
fact
you know,
you've invested that much money in him.
They've got J.K. Dobbins, they've got Gus Edwards, running back. They've got Bateman. They've got Odell. Say Flowers is okay. Well, Mark
Devin
Andrews,
Duvernay's
who
still,
I really like. Duvernay's still there. They've got Aguilar. Like, to get, you know, all together, that looks like a reasonable, like, wide receiver. It's certainly a lot better than he's had before. I think Mark Andrews is probably the best out of that. But he's, you know, when he's on form, he's, like, one of the best tight ends in the league. So... I think that the offense is going to be a lot better and it should work in his favor. And I always thought he was a better passer of the ball than people probably gave him credit for. So I think that he's hopefully going to start more than 12. Yeah. Wow. And I want to see him start. I like
say, I'd like to see him start, but I think it's an interesting one. If he has another 12 game season, and that's three in a row and he can't play in playoff games as well.
I'm going to feel pretty smug as a Falcons fan that we didn't get him yet.
The Ravens aren't going to make the playoffs. Don't worry about that.
Okay. But still, my point is, yeah.
They might be the worst team in that division. They might be the worst team in the division.
There's them and the Browns. Again, depends upon, like I said before.
Depends what happened with Deshaun.
Taking a pickup.
Even if Deshaun is an average QB, like let's say he's between 10 and 15, so just above average next year, I think the Browns would be better. Just because their other talent is better than the Ravens.
But are the Browns 8.5 better or worse wins this year?
What are the Ravens? Because I just want to, like, it depends what they...
I bet they're the same.
The Ravens are 9.5.
Oh, okay, right. What? Yeah. Oh, that's tricky, isn't it?
The Steelers are 8.5, according to this.
That seems a bit harsh. I think the Steelers are better than both of those, but
I think the AFC North will be a very competitive division, not just in terms of within the teams playing each other, but also in terms of playoff seedings, like it was last year. Really, I think the Browns already eliminated like week 14.
Jazz, the diplomat. It's going to be real competitive out there.
Okay.
Well, I think it will be. I think the AFC is another year of the AFC where it's really hard to pick out who's going to be the wild card teams, who's going to be the division winners, because the AFC East is stacked with the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins.
Yeah.
You've got the West where the Broncos could become something with Russell Wilson picks it up and Peyton does something with it.
Oh, yeah. You might need 11 wins to get a fucking wild card spot.
You might need 12.
Unlikely. That seems a lot, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Because we got three spots, remember, now, so...
Oh, that's a fair point, yeah.
But yeah, if we only had two... But 11's a lot. But there is it's also, fucking hard to get to 11
wins.
There's
also 17 games, though. 11 and 5 teams used to get into... There used to be 11 and 5s that used to get into playoffs. It might be 12 and 5.
Yeah, that was when the AFC was dog shit, though. It's so good now.
Anyway, Dave?
So we're saying the Browns or we're not saying the Browns?
No, my better or worse was Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so we're leaving the Browns on. Good.
Back to Dave. Oh, my God. Well, I picked this one out just for Dre, but we've lost him because he's, you know, crawling around an airport somewhere. So I've got Saquon, 1,312 yards last year.
Worse.
How many?
Better or worse?
Worse.
1,312.
1,312,
yeah. Well, I do think probably... Probably better.
It's a tight one, isn't it? If it was like... Better. It's a tight one. I'm going to say worse, but just like by... It's right there, isn't it? Because he's got another year. Like, he's obviously not...
Is this overall or rushing yards, by the way?
Rushing yards.
Yeah, okay. True. Yeah, worse.
Because
yeah.
Receiving as well, he'd be like 1,600, I guess. But... Yeah, I think worse, but just by a smidge. It just seemed, I was looking at the stats down, I was like, oh, that's, I don't know, that's an interesting one.
Giants are going to run him into the ground. They've got a one-year deal with him. They are going to milk him for everything, and it's going to mean he probably doesn't last all of the season. Either that, or they're going to run him into the ground. Teams are going to key on him because they've got no receivers, and they're going to be using people like Matt Breida as well to take the workload off him because they will be running him into the ground too much.
But if they run him into the ground, then he might get 1,500
yards.
Nah.
I think that he gets the yards because also it's a one-year deal he signed with the Giants. After he finishes that year, he's going to be looking at free agency again. He wants to have a showcase. He needs to have a year where he really showcases what Saquon Barkley is. And it's another year removed from his ACL surgeries.
He needs to have a healthy year, though, as well. That's the thing.
Well,
he
completely.
He has to have a healthy year.
Completely.
Because if he has another injury, people are going to be raising eyebrows. Yeah,
that's fair. So yeah, that's so I'm saying better, Dave. Ollie, you both saying worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next one for me. Going back to rushing touchdowns. Nick Chubb.
Ooh, 12 I had this one.
Got last year.
Yeah, I had this one.
Do we think better or worse?
Better or worse?
I think
what?
Better.
Sorry.
12 rushing touchdowns.
I would take the over on Nick Chubb, whatever you said, because I love him so much. So I'm going to go over.
Dave's saying better. Ollie, are you saying better?
I'll say better because I love Nick Chubb.
Yeah,
I think
I
better
it.
Because no Kareem
he's not,
Hunt.
Yeah, he's not got... splitting the load with Hunt. Yeah.
Yep. There's far more opportunities. And I think also the Browns coaching staff may have realized that he's the back they should be handing the ball to basically on every single down they're running. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and presumably they're going to have somewhat of a passing game. Like defenses last year knew that he was carrying that team through a certain amount of games. So
you expect so, yeah.
Yeah, and I hope he smashes it. I wish he wasn't on that team. Fucking Browns.
Yeah, such a wasted them. Player there.
I know. I wish he was anywhere else.
All right, the difficult third season. But is it going to be too difficult when you're in one-on-one coverage because Tyreek Hill's taking all the pressure on the other side? Jalen Waddle had 1,356 yards receiving last year.
1,356,
you
said?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
Better or worse? In Miami.
Miami. I'm going to say worse because I think there needs to be a team in that division that doesn't show up.
because they can't all show up. And I think the Patriots are going to be annoyingly okay. And I think that the Dolphins are going to disappoint a little bit. And Hill might just get... Hill might get those figures, but I think Waddle doesn't. So I'm going to go worse.
I'm going to go with Dave on this and say worse as well. And the reason why is because I think Waddle and Hill have proven to be a very electric tandem. And so there'll be more attention paid to both of them by back Hill to get away from all of it rather than Waddle a little bit more. I could, of course, be very wrong on that one. And also, again, having drafted him as number one in my my first round last night, I kind of want Hill to do well. So there's also a little bit of bias based on that.
It's hard not to be biased about all of these, isn't it? It's just like, I like that player. Better.
Ollie?
I say better only because I believe in what is taking place in Miami in terms of they're going to have an even better run game, I think, than they have done. I think it's going to open up passing game a bit more. I think Hill's going to continue to take double coverage. And after the year that Tua had last year, it's got to be better for him, surely, unless he's a completely broken human after what happened last season, which hopefully isn't. So I think Waddle will end up being used the exact same amount, maybe even more.
Hill. The thing with Tua is that he's learned the Buzz Lightyear way of flying. See if you can get the reference on that one. What does Buzz Lightyear describe his flying as?
Falling with style?
Infinity or beyond?
Yeah, falling with style is exactly what he calls it. And if you watch how he's been touched in the preseason and moved around, he's no longer just head being hit and falling however he falls. He's actually consciously trying to fall in a more deliberate manner, if that makes sense. So you watch him, he's almost like a professional wrestler taking a bump.
So he's limiting head trauma through the way he's taking contact.
Yeah,
that's all well and good until you get blindsided by
someone massive. Yeah,
that's fun in training.
Yourself.
That is a training ground trope that I am not.
Oh, that was from preseason games. So go fuck yourself. But but seeing that makes me think that he's hopefully going to stay more likely to be healthy from that point of view. But yeah, you said blindside hits you can't account for. But if you can account for, like Shane said, he knew that if he was going to have two big hits coming towards him, he knew how to just get down and try and mitigate the impact. So if you're learning to do that, it's a good starting point.
I guess. I think Ed Oliver coming through, you're not going to be thinking like, oh, maybe I'll fall correctly.
Yeah.
You're just going to get hit so hard. Do you wish you weren't playing football?
Right. Have we got any more quick fire ones? And then we'll do the divisional winners picks and conference winners picks for the season.
I got three more.
I actually don't. I'm really sorry. I struggled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jazz, let's do one like more six of yours. Let's do a quick fire one of yours because we're getting slow.
Which one should I go with?
Better or worse?
Can I have two?
As long as we're quick. Let's
come on.
Okay, cool. Right. Josh Jazz. Allen. Ollie's favorite QB. Last year had 8 fumbles. Will he be better or worse on fumbles? So better means fewer, and worse means more fumbles than 8.
Better.
Dave?
Better. That's okay. Quite fumbly.
I think they're going to save Josh Allen's running for later in the season.
You think he's fumbly, Dave?
No. I'm thinking, I was saying 8 is quite fumbly. I'm saying he's not going to fumble as
many times.
Yeah.
And my other one was Aaron Rodgers, 26 touchdowns. I'm saying better.
Better.
Yeah. And better in everything. I didn't even, I stayed away from like, because his yards and everything else.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure. It's so
gonna
that's be, good to know.
Yeah,
it's going to be better.
It's all going to be better. Right, divisional picks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I was just looking at that myself there. Who do you want to start? Should we start literally going AFC, East, North, and go from there?
AFC North.
Steelers, first. Baby.
Think the Steelers are going to win? Genuinely,
have to believe it. This year, I have a bit more faith. Last year, if I'd said that, I would deserve to be slapped. But this year,
no, I don't think it's crazy. I mean, it's got to be the Bengals for me. But
yeah, it should be the Bengals, even with Burrows. Ugh, gross. being injured at the start of this season. I think it'll be the Bengals. AFC South?
It'll be the Jags. Mm. Oh, interesting. The Steelers are the lowest...
ranked team in the division.
Yeah.
Dave?
That's interesting.
South?
Yeah, it's got to be the Jags as well.
It's not going to be the Titans. It's not going to be the Texans. It's not going to be the Colts.
It's
so,
too easy. It's too easy. It's got to be, but I don't really like it. I don't really like this Jags team. But
AFC East.
Dolphins.
Chiefs.
Are in the AFC West.
Oh, the West, so. Sorry.
Jesus.
I'm on the West. Oh, I'm going Jets.
Yeah, I'm going Jets.
Got to do it.
It's going to be close, though. Dave, the West.
Chiefs.
There we go. Good time.
Also Chiefs.
You're going Chargers, I assume, Ollie.
Yeah.
No,
I've actually gone Chiefs in my bet, so I will say Chiefs.
Well, now you guys are jumping on the Chiefs bandwagon this year. They're probably going to finish third. So.
That's another reason for taking the Chiefs. I'll enjoy anybody but the Chiefs winning that division quite a lot. So, okay, the NFC North.
Oh, tricky. I like the Lions. I'll go with the Lions.
They're the favourites to win as well.
Yeah, just about, yeah.
It really pains me to say this.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Kirk Cousins said it so quietly. Jazzy had to buy him one day. The NFC South.
Well, what are you saying, Ollie?
What are you saying?
Oh, the Vikings, yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, okay. Definitely. Sorry, yeah. The Vikings. The South.
Saints for the South.
Falcons sneak it.
Baffling. The sneak West. It.
49ers. I don't think you can see. I just can't look past them.
Nah, you'd have to be really reaching. I think the Seahawks will be fine, but the 49ers. And I think it's Shanahan's year, so that's a prelude to my Super Bowl pick.
And the 49ers, obviously. And the East?
Eagles.
Wow, we all agree on the Eagles and the Niners.
So, out of interest, what odds did your bet get you, Ollie, on those eight?
495-1.
Well,
with the Bengals. It's
going to be 1,395.
Because you took the Steelers, yeah. Beautiful. Conference champions?
Ooh, okay.
AFC?
Oh, God.
I think Bengals win the conference. In the AFC.
Did you have them winning the division? They're going as a wild card for you, and then they're winning. Okay.
Let him.
I believe.
Sorry, he's cooking. Let him cook.
Jazz coin is strong at the start of this new season.
Yep. I'm going to go 49ers and Bengals for me.
Yeah, I got 49ers. And... oh, it's going to be somebody new. It's going to be the Jets. Let's make it.
Oh, we've got
let's make it special.
I've gone for the Jets against the Niners.
Have you?
Yep. That gets you 40-1 on Bet365, a Jets Niners conference victories.
Well,
you know,
one of the reasons why I got inceptioned for the Hard Knocks. Yeah. Did you see that? He had the Jets beating the 49ers 31-21, I want to say.
31-21, yeah, in the episode they did the magic. Yeah.
So if that comes off, that's the greatest magic trick of all time.
It'd be unbelievable if that happened.
I do think there's a chance of that happening as well. So
the Eagles will win it. They have to win it this year.
You think the Eagles get over the hump? I think Shanahan's going to put it all together. I think Brock Purdy's going to be... if he comes back fine from the injury, he's going to be.
I had a dream
good,
that they traded Brock Purdy. I genuinely had a dream. And until you said that, I was a little bit unsure. I meant to check this earlier if the Niners had traded Brock Purdy or not. I was really freaked out. All right, week one bets quickly. Let's get to the important stuff. Every single week, we put on a six-team accumulator. It started out as a pound bet. Jazz decides to take it to whatever he wants to. That's fair enough. Do what you want, gamble responsibly, all that good stuff. Everything on this podcast isn't a reflection of Verge magazine or its opinions. And I'll start off with mine. I am taking the Panthers to beat the Falcons on opening day. I'm taking the Jags to beat the spread at -5 against the Colts. I'm taking the Saints to beat the spread against the Titans at -3. The Eagles to beat the spread against the Patriots at -4. The Dolphins to beat the Chargers. And the Bengals to beat the Browns. That gives me a 72-1 odds. Ooh, on my 16.
Punchy.
That Panthers one, I think, is quite a big one for it, to be honest. And the Dolphins Chargers as well, actually. Chargers are favourites.
Dave, what you got?
Oh, you do yours. I'm just loading up my thing. Sorry. I got too excited about better or worse.
I have the Browns +2.5, because I think that's going to be quite a close game. And with Joe Burrow probably not playing, I think that might be a field goal that decides that. I agree, Jags to smash the Colts, especially because the Jags always win in Indianapolis. The Steelers +2.5 against the 49ers. I'm banking on the 49ers D being a bit slower and also the offense not clicking quite as well as it should do with a return of Brock Purdy, and the Steelers offense and defense showing up mightily. I too think the Dolphins being an underdog against the Chargers is a wrong line, so you have to take that. The Bears to beat the Packers, because I think that Fields will have a better start to his season than Jordan Love will, and again, it pains me to say it, but the Vikings to beat the Bucks. I don't trust Baker Mayfield because he is useless. Now, I had to do some maths on this one because this year's bets are £15 a week. I only got 44-1 on my bet.
Fair enough.
But Dave? It does return £661.
What did you say? 44-1?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I got confused by the big numbers. Dave's only putting pounds on still, so not in the big leagues.
Are you up
yet
to six teams though each week at the moment?
Yeah, we start at six.
Yeah, okay.
And then we might go down. I didn't do that as much last year. I didn't have to reach to that, but you know, we're just
let's be confident, right? Whoa,
I might just
you
win week
quite
one
a few times.
Yeah. I might just
week
hit
one
it.
He's
week
feeling
one
good. Yeah, right.
Come on, don't bring you know. Right, I got the Lions +5.5 against the Chiefs. I got the Niners -2.5 against the Steelers. I got the Saints -3 against the Titans. I got the Falcons -3.5 against the Panthers. I got the Eagles -4 against the Patriots. And I got the Cowboys -3.5 against the Giants. And that gives me 60-1, baby.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Now, just on another bit or worse, one last one. It's about us, not about
who. How many wins we get all year?
How many wins combined do you two dickheads get this year? Because you haven't won one in two seasons.
I won the playoffs. I won the wild cards last year.
It doesn't matter. You didn't get one in the regular season.
Yeah, I know.
Ollie does it when it counts.
I won twice last year, so will you do better or worse than I do combined?
Oh, worse.
Oh, worse, obviously.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to set it, will we get a win between us?
Well, set it at
0.5 between us.
I just want to see if you can beat me this year. See if you can combined get a bet, win more bets than me or tie me. Because I won twice last year. I'm still waiting for Ollie to win one at 16-1 anyway. Dave, you won one in the first year and that was it.
I did, yeah. Yeah, that seems like a long time ago now.
Things. When are you going to join the winner's circle with me, boys?
You can start
putting some bigger bets on, because you're going to have some money in your account.
I'm going to win this week.